with the contracts that exist out there, and keep in mind, I also worked for Fox News for 4.5 years, they would be precluded from speaking about it anyway. They would be penalized if they spoke about it anyway. So you can't know necessarily if they don't believe those things. I assume they do. But if they had a problem with these issues, there aren't people outside of yourself, and thank God and myself, and we've partnered with Rumble, this partnership where if I can plug, you know, loudoutcredit.com/mugclub, we come back March 20th, by the way. We've added new shows. We have Mr. Guns and Gear. We have Brian Callen. We're adding a Friday show. So two times the content. We have two more announcements coming up. People get 3 months free if they signed up at mugclubforever.com. And by the way, you're going to be here in the studio in third chair, I think next Wednesday. Do you think I could ever do that? Do you think I could ever do that if we signed with any of these other major companies? We can only be brothers in arms if we can partner with each other freely and if we engage in mutually beneficial free enterprise. But the issue here is I sit back and I get so mad, Alex, when I see people saying, you know, I follow this in a very granular way and I had no idea about the QAnon shaman. Well, you should. You should have known. You know what? I guess your guess is as good as mine as it relates to the gain of function research. Really? It's as good as mine? Your guess is as good as mine? We had Rand Paul on here, gosh, I want to say 2 years ago, presenting the evidence, who, by the way, I agree with on almost everything, and he still irritates me. I don't care because I want the truth to get out, and we are afforded that luxury. We would not be afforded that luxury if we'd have partnered with anybody else. I still
Well, that's really the key, and we need nationalist and populist and just pro-free speech people and conservatives and Christians to ally together, even if we're not in the same company, and agree we're going to hold the line and we're not going to self-censor or censor our people. We're going to try to tell the truth. Well, Steven Crowder joins us for the balance of the hour, and I can't wait to cover the waterfront with one of the biggest independent pro-freedom broadcasters out there. And so without further ado, Steven Crowder joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. You know, when we were getting you on the show, you said, what do you want to talk about? I said, what do you want to talk about? I said, I want to talk about the whole world, about the censorship hearings that were so incredible last week and the war and all the stuff you've been going through and the borders and the Redfield's testimony about gain of function and Fauci lying. I mean, it seems like the deep state's burning down around us, but they just don't seem to care. So Steven Crowder, Louder with Crowder, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, sir. Glad to be here. I appreciate it. And yeah, here's the thing. You'd like to think the deep state is burning down, but Alex, come on. You really believe that? You don't think it's going to resurrect from the dead like a Romero film? Come on.
Well, I agree with you that they're like zombies. They just keep coming. But wow, the stuff I talked about 25 years ago, stuff we've been talking about forever as well, it used to be fringe. It's just everywhere now.
Yeah, you know, this is a good example, actually, because I know you wanted to talk about the, you know, the gain of function. Or for example, January 6th is a big story right now. Here's the thing. You know, we've sort of been off air, obviously, for a while, which I'm sure we'll get to. But when I heard everyone talk about the revelations regarding January 6th, I remember I was going, what revelations? Well, so they were escorted in. I'm going, okay, so what revelations? What's new? Well, you know, there were feds there who were pushing people over the barricades. I go, yeah, okay, so what's new? Same thing, I was on a show recently. They were asking me about the new bombshells with a gain of function. I'm going, what do you mean? What's new? You mean that someone else admitted to it and it turns out maybe we funded it more than we knew? I mean, you have Joe Biden saying that he supports, right, the administration supporting gain of function research. January 6th, we ran these clips of the QAnon shaman within the month of it happening. We're suspended on YouTube, by the way, of him talking to a Capitol police guard saying, all right, we'll bring you in single file, and him turning around in his silly Cookie Monster voice saying, all right, we have to be peaceful. And we did a whole sketch about it. We had the QAnon shaman in the studio as an ongoing sketch because we knew that he was escorted in. So I guess we have a slightly new angle from a different security camera as far as footage, but there's no really new information. Like you said, you've been talking about a lot of these things for decades, but certainly as it relates to these stories, my question is, why are people thinking that this is new? What disservice are not only the media, but even, let's be honest, right-leaning media, what kind of a disservice are they doing to their viewer that the viewer didn't know until the last 2 weeks that January 6th was largely people being escorted into the Capitol building with some vandalism and trespassing? Why are people now thinking it's a revelation that we funded gain of function research at the Wuhan lab? This isn't new. It's just that we were suspended, right? If we talked about these things a long time ago, now there are enough people trying to cover their own ass, admitting that it's true. Hopefully I can say ass here. I know you're still also on radio.
You can cuss if you want. We just delay 5 seconds out. But I'm glad. It's like we have a mind meld. I haven't talked since I was in your studio 3 months ago, 4 months ago. So we didn't script this, but I was about to go exactly there. I'm not going to sit here and bash the Daily Wire because they're, quote, competition. I don't see them as that. The globalists are my competition. I want to beat their ideology. But I agreed with you with what you were doing, exposing that, because you just hit the nail on the head. It has been mainline conservative ink, the talk radio, you know, a lot of the Fox News people other than Tucker, and, of course, the Daily Wire, who said, just take your damn shots, and there is no gain of function, and who said everybody at January 6th deserves to be shot or put in prison or you know, worse. I mean, just, you know, I mean, we can play all the clips of conservative ink, and there's some great people over at the Daily Wire, like, you know, Candace Owens and countless others. I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, but it's very legitimate to point out that they have this whole pedigree, the leadership of these groups, of controlling what we can say and going along with it, and then telling this whole stable or collection of talk show hosts that they get and control, and Fox is the worst about doing it, from keeping them from saying the truth when there was evidence of gain of function 3 years ago. There was evidence of the feds letting people in, as you said, 2 years ago, and you covered it and I covered it. And then all these other people really don't cover it. And then they turn around because Elon Musk freed up Twitter some. Now they think it's safe. And suddenly now all of this is true and blah, blah, blah. But then the next time there's a big story, they're going to sit on the bleachers again until they think it's safe again. And we don't have time for that. And so I know I have you on as a guest and I'm ranting here, but we don't have time when the next big event comes for them to sit there with their thumbs in their butts while all of our freedoms are taken. So I'm not in competition with them. They'll be more popular if they get hardcore. I want them to stop being wimps. Sorry.
Yeah, and to be clear, when I talk about them, right, I'm not talking about Daily Wire. Daily Wire was an issue where people kind of know where that people can line up wherever they want. I hope that everybody does well. My issue is this, and like I said, there were about four or five, maybe six offers that were on the table right when our contract went up, and we were looking as to where we wanted to partner, you know, alongside Mug Club. And the issue is when you look at these contracts out there, and you have people on the right, and by the way, many are good people, but they have penalties on behalf of big tech. This is something that a lot of people don't know. Hosts and content creators are penalized if they're suspended. They're penalized if they somehow are demonetized on YouTube. To the tune of some of the offers, like, people know.
That's in a fighting censorship. These big conglomerates like Daily Wire that could break the back of censorship, they partner with big tech as the enforcer.
Well, and it's the same thing with Fox News. That's the only issue. And here's the thing. Look, I would never say, I don't get into the business of saying controlled opposition or sort of trying to attribute motives. But I will say this, and I'm not talking about Daily Wire. Again, like you said, there's so many great people out there. That's kind of something that blew up, who I didn't name, by the way. But there are a lot of people out there where maybe they believe that vaccines were the best thing since sliced bread. Maybe they believe that any and all elections have been the most free and most fair in our lifetime. Maybe they believe that there was no evidence of gain of function research. Maybe all of that is true. And I mean that sincerely. But here's, I don't know. Here's what I do know. That with the contracts that exist out there, and keep in mind, I also worked for Fox News for 4.5 years, they would be precluded from speaking about it anyway. They would be penalized if they spoke about it anyway. So you can't know necessarily if they don't believe those things. I assume they do. But if they had a problem with these issues, there aren't people outside of yourself, and thank God myself, and we've partnered with Rumble, this partnership where if I can plug, you know, lottoscredit.com/mugclub, we come back March 20th, by the way. We've added new shows. We have Mr. Guns and Gear. We have Brian Callen. We're adding a Friday show. So two times the content. We have two more announcements coming up. People get 3 months free if they signed up at mugclubforever.com. And by the way, you're going to be here in this studio in third chair, I think next Wednesday. Do you think I could ever do that? Do you think I could ever do that if we signed with any of these other major companies? We can only be brothers in arms if we can partner with each other freely and if we engage in mutually beneficial free enterprise. But the issue here is I sit back and I get so mad, Alex, when I see people saying, you know, I follow this in a very granular way and I had no idea about the QAnon shaman. Well, you should. You should have known. You know what? I guess your guess is as good as mine as it relates to the gain of function research. Really? It's as good as my, your guess is as good as, we had Rand Paul on here, gosh, I want to say 2 years ago, presenting the evidence, who, by the way, I agree with on almost everything, and he still irritates me. I don't care because I want the truth to get out, and we are afforded that luxury. We would not be afforded that luxury if we'd have partnered with anybody else. I still,
well, that's really
this.
The key, and we need nationalist and populist and just pro-free speech people and conservatives and Christians to ally together, even if we're not in the same company, and agree we're going to hold the line and we're not going to self-censor or censor our people. We're going to try to tell the truth. But when we're handed down these things like, don't talk about the Afghan withdrawal. That was one of the things the Twitter files showed. They were censoring people that criticized the Afghan withdrawal. Now they're criticizing people that are against open borders. Now they're criticizing people that bring up January 6th stuff. We'll be right back with Stephen Crowder. Powerful stuff coming up. Stay right there, Stephen Crowder. All right, so let's be 100% clear about this. Major scientific institutions in Australia, India, and France, the discoverer of HIV, within a month of COVID being out there, they had scanned it, the P shuttle gene, the cleavage site. They said it's man-made. It's got the HIV spike protein welded onto it. If you give people a vaccine for this, they're going to come up as HIV positive. And Australia created a regular vaccine. They were getting HIV positive, so they had to stop it. After only 10,000 people were given it, almost all of them came up HIV positive. They didn't really have HIV, but they had the spike protein, so it showed that. My point is, the science was there 3 years ago. Okay, we had the scientist on. Like Stephen said, I remember seeing the interview. He had over 2 years ago, Senator Paul laying it all out. So the fact that it's all here illustrates the bubble that with big tech and conservative ink, not just a Daily Wire, because they got some great hosts, but just in general, they won't touch something until it's kosher to talk about. Now, to Joe Rogan's credit, he's not controlled by any of that. He kind of woke up a year and a half, 2 years ago. I helped inform him at a lot of dinners we had. And he came out first and I think kind of helped break the bubble outside of Crowder and Jones. So it's not about us saying we're the best. It's about saying I want to beat this authoritarian system. That's my goal. It's not big paychecks. But, oh, you turned down that big paycheck, I was told, because you wanted a bigger one. How much money are you actually getting at Rumble? Was it more than Daily Wire, you greedy bastard?
Well, first of all, it's a partnership, to be clear, which is what I'm so excited about. No, it's actually a little bit less. It's a little bit less than the offer that people know about publicly. It's a little bit less initially, and then it's less overall as far as actually cash, but more upside, right? So the idea that, only one person take, no, I wanted to take on some of the risk and also take on the ability to make it successful because, look, here's one thing too. I've never really talked about numbers, right? When people talk about Mug Club,
By the way, you're not really a bastard. I know your dad, I know your wife, I know your family, you're a great guy. I was being sarcastic.
No, I appreciate. I know, Alex. I am a bastard, though, sometimes. No, but the issue is it was always about making sure that there is, you know, that we're all sort of mutually aligned, right? The Bible talks about not being unequally yoked. And you need to be free to discuss. Here's the thing. Big tech, I'm not looking to get suspended from YouTube, to be clear. Okay, so when we come back March 20th, we will be available on YouTube and on Rumble. But we need to decouple from YouTube. And a legitimate criticism, some people have said, well, you know, where would you be if not for YouTube? Because that's where I kind of started 2006, 2009 politically. Sure, YouTube's a valuable platform. But as you well know, big tech is only a valuable platform if you can speak the truth. I understand working within the system to change it. But once you reach a point where you cannot discuss the truth, for example, you talked about COVID, you know, when everyone else was in their basement. This includes just not just Jimmy Kimmel, but everyone on the right. A lot of people were in there. We said, you know what? We're going to do two-a-days. And that's when we blew up. We had Dr. Peter McCullough on the very first week of the two-week quarantine, the two-week lockdown that people were doing. And we got suspended for that. It has been an ongoing situation.
Well, that's why I backed you is that I know you've had the courage and you do the research that, quite frankly, almost no one else had. And that's scary. We shouldn't have courage be so rare. It needs to be contagious.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's courageous. I think it's a promise. When I promise people that I'm out there fighting like hell, right? That's our slogan. And we took it, of course, because people tried to say that Donald Trump was calling people to an insurrection. When we say fight like hell, we mean it. I can't take your money to fight big tech and then punish everybody who works for me if they don't do the bidding of big tech. I am willing to speak the truth and let the cards fall where they may. It's a PG-13 show. It's an entertainment show. We make all of the references publicly available, but there also needs to be, here's one thing too, Alex. There's a vision here for the future, okay? And not just with Rumble, but what you guys do. There needs to be the ability to partner with people, like you said, even though we don't necessarily agree on everything. Parallel world, hey, maybe there's something where there's a discount. People who are members of Mug Club get a discount if they join InfoWars and vice versa. So we give more value to the viewer. I'm not saying we have to do that specifically, but I'm saying this, you can only make these kinds of arrangements if you are in a situation where True North is serving the viewer, is serving the average American. And I've talked about this, Alex. People act as though this is risky. And certainly what we do, right, sometimes like a sketch with you as the angel of Gabriel in a transgender's cellmate. That was a hilarious sketch, by the way. People can go and watch it on Mug Club. People say, oh, maybe that's niche. Hold on a second. Does anyone have any idea how many people watch Johnny Carson? How many people watch Leno? How many people watch Letterman? Let's go even closer. After the fracturing of cable, how many people tuned in to the finale of Breaking Bad?
Well, no, listen, it's true. I'm not kissing your ass when I say it. For how small your crew is, you guys have the best production quality, and how much you churn out that's all, you know, A or A-plus quality. I mean, I marvel at it. And that's what I was going to say is, and I think I told your dad this last time I was up there, you, I think, should become like the mothership. And then obviously you vet people that are quality. You know, you make sure stuff gets checked. You can't just say anything. Like, I've been a bull in a china cabinet, not on purpose, but not knowing they take stuff out of context and blow it up. You, I think, have had a really good thoroughbred view of getting the most truth out while at the same time surviving without selling out.
Well, thank you very much. I really do try to. You know, my thing is, if I can't prove it, then I won't say it, or I'll make sure to say, look, this is conjecture. But my point here is, I don't remember what my point was, but you were saying something that was very interesting. But no, I appreciate, we make all of our references publicly available. I don't know that anybody else does that, because I demand that people fact check me. I demand that people ensure that I am either correct or incorrect. We need transparency. That was what I was talking about, Breaking Bad. So, you know, people talk about how it's niche. This is an entertainment show largely, right? We do all kinds of crazy sketches and bits and on location. All right. But Breaking Bad had about 15 million people. I remember they had some focus groups, about 70%. A majority of them were conservative. Okay. Peak viewership on the biggest conservative show on Fox News on television is 2.3 million. If you're really lucky, with the median demo of 70 something, there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is that's niche. That's niche. Entertainment is not niche. There are so many Americans out there who think like we do, and we're not doing it well enough because they're not tuning in. That's our fault.
Well, that's why I like your show, because sometimes I don't watch it when it's live or in the morning, but when I'm sick of news and sick of all the horrible stuff going on, but I still want to see what's going on, I tune in because it's so entertaining and it's relaxing. So for me, I understand it's hard to do a nighttime show, but your show really feels like a nighttime show.
Well, it started as a nighttime show. And then what happened is, when we did two-a-days during the lockdown, right? We did a nighttime show and a morning show. We realized that most people watch late night in the morning. That includes Fallon. That includes Kimmel. So we said, well, you know what? Let's just do it in the morning anyway. That way we're ahead of the news and people will watch it in the morning. And then they'll also watch it at night. So it basically is a nighttime show in the morning. And that kind of happened by accident. It used to run at 9 p.m. Every night. But I appreciate you saying that. Look, I do not want to be people's only show. Just to be clear, that's why we're adding people. We're adding people under the umbrella of MugClub. To be clear, the most profitable thing that I could do would be capitalize on the current paying subscribers and then move on my merry way. But we have put ourselves, Alex, and you know what this means. We have put ourselves in a position, people sign up there at lightwithcredit.com/MugClub, where in adding new talent, in adding new shows, we have to perform. We have put our back against the wall to put our money where our mouth is, because it's a lot harder and it's a lot more expensive. And we're coming for 500,000 subscribers, 1 million subscribers by election night 2024.
That's awesome. You know, without getting into
the big boys,
without getting into infighting, you know, you left the Blaze. Glenn Beck's the type of guy who I think is very talented, but he'll give you one of his paintings and then a year later talk crap about you on air and say you're a terrible person. And, you know, that place is a very nice facility, you know, up there in Dallas. And I know you were there forever, but not inside of it. You were separate. So you were leaving there. You were looking at other outlets. I'm glad you've gone with Rumble. They seem like to be the best and really building, I think, the platform of the future. But why'd you leave the Blaze?
Well, we had a contract that was, so to be clear, I signed a contract with a company called CRTV. And I can only say good things about the man who ran that company, a guy named Kerry. Fantastic. Actually gave this company raises when we didn't even ask for them because we outpunted our coverage. Then there was, you know, business stuff that's sort of, you know, it's inside baseball. People don't care. There was merging. It just wasn't the right fit. And I understand we're not necessarily the right fit for a lot of people. You know that very well, Alex. That's probably why you're doing it on your own as well, right? Sometimes it's risky. What we do is a little bit different. But here's honestly what I was always looking to do is fundamentally change the landscape of the internet. And a part of it is motivated by seething rage, which I know isn't Christian of me, but I have been around YouTube, right, since 2009. And I have been suspended, and we had the Vox apocalypse, and we've been threatened to be removed, and we've had to meet with the brass. And you hear Susan Wojcicki up there talking about how they've created new guidelines for us, the borderline guidelines. And you see Senator Hirono and Nancy Pelosi saying that we need to be removed. And I've watched this happen, and I've watched people on our side not fight back because it's sort of a tripopoly with big tech. Here's the beauty of Rumble, okay? Mug Club is under that umbrella where people can pay and they can get, that's $89 a year. They get a full hour of show and the rest of all of this content. But It also allows Rumble to compete on the free portion with YouTube, right? The free portion is a platform like YouTube.
Now, that's the beauty. We got to operate in all zones, on the enemy zones, our own zones. This is an information war. Steven Crowder, final segment straight ahead. And I'll be up there, what is it, next Wednesday? All right.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
This is an information war, and Steven Crowder, in his entertaining way with his band of merry liberty pirates, certainly has been challenging the system, and you got to say, for political shows, is as big as it gets on YouTube, and he's absolutely right. They have Fox News audiences every day, but it's not all celebrated and you know, like it's Hollywood. Well, we're not Hollywood, and this show has giant audiences as well. We're trying to save the country. That's really my mission. And, you know, Steven's having a fun time while he does it. I'd say joking half the time, very serious the other half. I'm serious about 95% of the time. That's probably why I've gone so crazy. But here's one of the skits. It's hilarious that got him suspended on YouTube a few years ago. Here it is.
For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you a baby in this cell, and this shall be a sign unto you of...
A virgin birth? A miracle?
No. Your cellmate, that guy dressed as a woman, he's going to rape you.
I'm a girl.
Repeatedly.
So that's going on in prisons all over the West. It's all admitted. You've got transgender athletes winning the Massachusetts track and field championship, and it's a male. Steven Crowder, this is why we've absolutely not just got to survive, we've got to thrive. So tell us more about your big show relaunch that's got Conservative Inc. and a lot of other people looking over their shoulder.
You know what's funny is that girl, actually, she's adorable, right, Lily? She went to work for one of the big boys, because sometimes, you know, you end up with this where sometimes people kind of get poached, and I'll write them a letter of recommendation because I can't afford to necessarily keep them, and came back because realized that it was a little bit different than she had anticipated. And this happens a lot with our studio, where people will leave. You know, I'm sure you've had this struggle, right, Alex, where your talent and your creators, people will come and they go, oh, they're really good. They pay them more, but then they say, you know what, we're going to have to lay you off or then lower the salary. But I will tell you this. This is the most important issue of our time. I mean, taxes are important. Yes, government corruption is important. This ties into government corruption. But the idea that there are no men and women, that they are fundamentally interchangeable, that's when society collapses. And this isn't even the first story, by the way. I was suspended, throttled on Facebook, I want to say 2014, 2013, for talking about Fallon Fox, the person who lived as a man for 32 years of his life, I believe fathered children, and then fractured women's skulls in the cage and lied, by the way, about his biological sex. And I don't even know if he's still living as a woman. So this is something that we've been facing for a very long time. And the most important thing with Mug Club, and people can sign up, lottoscredit.com/Mug Club, will be coming back March 20th, along with 3, 4, 5 other shows, $10 cheaper than it was before. It's about decoupling from big tech. Look, when you were removed, Alex, I think we had you on the next day, within 48 hours, and we had you on YouTube. And I don't know how we got away with that, because there was a policy, persona non grata, Alex Jones on YouTube. I was disappointed that a lot of other people didn't. Even though you and I have some fundamental disagreements, I feel compelled to poke my finger in the chest of people who tell you what you can.
And by the way, let me talk about some inside baseball. When you did that, I think it was like a day and a half later, that was the only reason a bunch of other people had me on, and then YouTube had to clarify, no, other shows can have him. He just can't have his own show. So you helped break that electronic Berlin Wall for InfoWars, which is why I appreciate you.
I didn't know. I appreciate, because when I did it, they in no uncertain terms said, no, you can't have them on. I said, well, go screw yourself with a wire brush. I'm going to have them on anyway. So I'm glad that it worked. And that's one thing too, right? We have a big enough platform, and I don't say this to brag about it, but I need to take ownership and responsibility for it. When I say I have a big platform, I don't. You do. Meaning the people viewing right now do. They voted with their dollar.
Let's be 1,000,000,000% clear. There aren't many of us at this level, and this is a fight for our whole future. If we don't have the speech to challenge this takeover, we're going to lose. So this is essential. It's a war. And for people that don't know, it costs tens of millions of dollars a year to run InfoWars with our bandwidth, our crew, our expenses, the legal, all of it. So when people saw that contract you turned down, and now you've taken a lower contract for freedom, they thought, oh, this greedy bastard, that's you paying for all your expenses, your studios, your bandwidth, all of it. People don't know what it takes. I saw the other day, like, BuzzFeed's $110 million in the hole and going under, and all they do is write articles. I mean, you know, so we operate on a fraction of the money the left has. That's why listeners have to understand it is a war. It takes money to win wars. If you want good culture and good ideas out there, folks, you've got to patronize it. You've got to support it.
Yes, they have to support it. And you know what? And we have to offer a product that's worth it. That's always what I always say. I need to earn your dollar, meaning people who are watching right now. I need to earn your dollar every single day. I act as though every single audience is new and you've never seen what we've done before. So we don't rest on the laurels, because when you do that, you end up with a median demo that's 72 years old. And by the way, Alex, there's nothing wrong with a lot of traditional conservative media having a very, very old demographic. My problem is with exclusively marketing to that demographic. When you exclude people saying, no, this is how conservatives make money. I talked about this the other day. Alex, you travel the country. I know you do. You have a lot of people you interact with. Okay. Some of them are probably, a lot of them libertarians, some of them Republicans, conservatives. Have you ever once met a Lindsey Graham fan?
No.
A Mitch McConnell fan?
No.
A Mitt Romney fan?
No.
No. Okay. And these people are constantly in positions of power, right? Think about it. We don't know one. Not one. Even when you're talking about McCarthy, you have a lot of people who have issues with him. He wouldn't be the first choice. These are unelected people when they get elected to these positions of authority. For example, someone like Fauci is completely unelected. Sure, people are elected to the House or elected to the Senate, but then effectively they pick who leads them. But even when you're talking about a Republican primary, I didn't know a single person who was enthusiastic about Romney. I don't know a single person who was enthusiastic about McCain. I know a lot of people who were enthusiastic about Donald Trump, by the way, not saying that he's faultless, not saying that he's blameless. Of course not. But when people say, you know what, we need to be a unified front, I agree. But they need to come our way. We don't need to go their
exactly.
way.
Exactly. We've taken over the Republican Party. We're the populace. And let me ask this, because when I tell the story all the time, it's a gauge, like a bellwether. It's not like, oh, I'm famous. You know, 10 years ago, I'd walk at the mall, maybe shake one hand. Every 100 people knew who I was or came over. And then under Trump, the show blew up so big, it was like I would shake 30, 40 hands. Every other person, and then somebody would say, F you, Russian agent, I'm going to, you know, kill you, blah, blah, blah. Dump coffee on me. It's been caught on video many times. Probably go out to a restaurant without being attacked. Now, in the last year or two, I go all over the place, all over the world, into liberal areas. All I get is love now. You are just as well known. You're a gauge as well. You travel a lot. Are you experiencing the same thing? Because I see that as a gauge of the public mind. It looks like people are really awake right now.
I have a little bit of a reputation as a bordering on Howard Hughes hermit, just because I'm very guarded with my private life. But I get recognized. We had to put a gym here in the office, and it's not a big gym. It's a box with two squat racks, because every time I would go to the gym, what should be 45 minutes would be 2 hours, because, you know, you always want to talk with people. You always want to sign stuff. But at a certain point, I'm like, hey, I got to get out of here and I got to go to work. So we had to install a gym here because it was taking up so much time in my day. And I'm grateful. I'm incredibly grateful. But it absolutely does change your life. And even my dad, who's been on the show, you know, just every now and then, people here, Gerald, for crying out loud, gets recognized everywhere, and people like him now. I don't know how that happened, but people love Gerald now. So I'm grateful for it. And that's why I feel like we have to use our platform and our voice.
I'm not saying, we're famous, we're Hollywood. No, it's the opposite. We're letting listeners that feel alone and don't think we're winning know. I was getting coffee and tea dumped on me every couple weeks when Trump first got elected. That doesn't happen. All I get is love now. I mean, I have to wear sunglasses and a hat. Not that I don't want to talk to people and like pull a collar up. If I go to the grocery store, my wife won't go. I'm becoming more.
Oh, that won't work, Alex. What, you think your Inspector Gadget outfit? Then the second you open your mouth, like, oh, yeah, I just want to get some corn puffs. And people are like, ah, that's Alex Jones. Come on.
Exactly. I'm saying all I'm getting is love now. So it means something's changed. What's changed?
Yeah. I think what's changed is our ability to reach people directly. And I think a big part of it's the loyalty from people, because we talk about people being othered, right? That's what the left says. Whether it's, look, if you're a Black Afro-lesbian gender major, you know, studies major, you can pick from hundreds of representatives in mainstream media. If you are someone who is going to an Ivy League school, or you are someone who's on the East Coast or somewhere in Los Angeles, and you're conservative, or you're working in the entertainment industry, guess what? Or you're working in the liberal arts, you are completely alone. You are completely other. That's whether you're black, yellow, red, white. Guess what? You don't have anyone speaking for you. And so when I have people come up, they'll often say, hey, you know what? I've always been more conservative, but I was never going to watch, you know, Fox News. I was never going to tune into a lot of that. I would grow up watching Letterman. I would grow up watching Conan or Howard Stern. And they said, you know what? I thought there weren't people out there like me who thought like me, but also didn't just want red meat talking lines. And they say that they really feel less alone. That's a big thing when we do the stand-up shows. Talking about many, many thousands of people at each show. And that to me is not something that I exalt myself. It humbles me because I genuinely feel like I have to serve these people. There's a responsibility with that.
Look, if we don't have shows like yours that we can easily make number one, we don't have the culture. We are number one. Freedom is number one. And people fighting from the front lines are our champions. And that's why I totally support you. How do people get on board the bold new relaunch of your already hit show with all the new shows and make sure it's even bigger? Because I do want it to become bigger than Conservative Inc. It's not a pissing contest, but so no. I can be free. So just because we can't sit there while they cower the next globalist operation for 2 years with their thumbs in their butt. We need to be leading from the front with you and others. How do people support the great work you're doing?
And by the way, in a perfect world, we all get on the same page and we all say, you know what? Okay, we understand the enemy that we're facing in the left and the complete deconstruction of Western civilization. It's louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. March 20th. Here's the beauty. If you watch there, you sign up, you just keep on watching and you get to watch the additional hour free and the rest of the network. There's no going to having to go to all these separate websites anymore. We are streaming the free portion on the Blaze and Rumble. You hit one button and you keep on watching the premium portion.
All right, stay there. We're going to air some clips of your show. We're going to come right back with you live in 6 minutes. Stay with us.
Jeez, man, you're really chomping at the bit, aren't you?
It's so hard.
Yeah.
There's so much out there right now to talk about, and we just can't. Wait, did you just say chomping?
Yeah, chomping at the bit.
No, it's champing.
Chomp.
It's an equestrian term,
yeah,
Gerald.
It's champing.
So champing. Gosh, okay, fine. Whatever.
But see, this is what I'm talking about. This would be good stuff. Is it March 20th?
March 20th. It was just you can't really talk too much about that. But do you see that the new CEO for YouTube, Neil Mohan? Do you see that guy coming in?
Yeah,
have you heard of him?
It's Mohan.
Mohan.
Like, wait, it's actually is that who? It's it. Neil
yeah,
Mohan.
Yeah, it's official.
You mean the guy who? That's literally the guy who was involved with removing 50 of our videos after the Vox apocalypse. It's Mohan?
Whatever you say.
Mohan. You know, maybe... does this mean you want to maybe take down the YouTube plaque that's hanging in the bathroom? Is that...
We still have the YouTube plaque hanging in the bathroom?
Oh, for the love of God.
YouTube still. Now it's Ride Mother Clubbers, Ride Mother Clubbers real.
All I wanted was a club, yo. Nothing but my club, yo. Coming back real soon. Sunday day from March 2-0. Yeah, this March 2-0. We ready to go. This hiatus got us going insane.
You know our minds just go out of control. Thinking about the trash you fuckers read about. We just on the shit that they believe in now. Like Hunter motherfucking Biden smoking. I seen the same cracker with the hook of drugs right out in the open. And simply what this means is, you know that we'll be coming back any day. What do you see this? You mother clubbers will be there too. Cause it's ride mother clubbers real fool.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Mug Club. Professionally, it's meant everything to us here.
we here at Mug Club are in the business of serving you, the viewer, you watching, listening right now. You are the entire reason for our ability, your ability, to create this kind of content truly independently for the last 6 years.
I joined Mug Club when Steven inspired me to finally stand up for my beliefs.
I love American strength and free speech, and I want it back now.
We need to go out and remember what it's all about. It's about our children, it's about our future, it's about our safety, it's about our country.
Be silent. Keep your channels. Would you be willing to trade all the dates from this day to that for our freedom?
I want to see you alongside me, fighting like hell.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone, and we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com, so please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
And the hilarious Steven Crowder. One more segment left with him, then I'll cover all the other news and information after he leaves us in 10 minutes. Steven, you wanted to get into those insane deep state weaponization hearings last week that I think are a lot bigger than the First Amendment, when you had all these government agencies and intelligence agencies and corporations and media, all with think tanks attacking and censoring anybody that questions hundreds of different issues. I mean, to me, this is an authoritarian, totalitarian scandal. How would you define it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the only thing new here is Matt Taibbi talking about what he was able to examine. I will tell you this. We have been suspended, removed myself from Twitter. On Facebook, that was a national article, right? That was Engadget. That's how I met my lawyer when they were censoring Ted Cruz, the Chris Kyle Foundation, and myself. Of course, the Vox apocalypse with YouTube. And we've had many conversations with people at Google, as you well know. One time we were doing a Change My Mind out. This has been going on for a long time. And I have at some point been suspended or throttled from every single platform. Here's something that no one else knows this, Alex. With Twitter, there were some reporters who were talking about going through the documents with Twitter. And I said, hey, you know what you may want to look into? Look into the advertising accounts with Twitter. Because what happens is they court you, ask you to advertise on Twitter. This happened with me on Twitter. We actually had a legal dust up with Twitter that we won. They said, hey, come advertise your profile here on Twitter. We'll create a campaign so you increase your followership. This is when I didn't have a lot of money. It might have been a few $1,000s, right, every couple of months. Then they said, oh, you know what? We're going to actually have to punish you and remove you from the ad account because this campaign is a violation of our guidelines. I said, wait a second. You guys wrote the copy for the campaign. So I told people who were reaching in and doing the prodding, I said, look into the advertising accounts because this isn't the only place that it's happened. Not a peep. And then it took a third party like Matt Taibbi to come out and say, actually, this is going on. We know this has been going on. We've had conversations behind the scenes that this has been going on. I've had senators and congressmen, people high up, ask me what's going on, sent them information. And then what ends up happening? Grandstanding. Doesn't it just sort of just boggle the mind when you go, hold on a second. Nothing's been done about 230. Nothing's been done when Republicans had power. Nothing has actually been done. That, to me, is the biggest failure of the Trump administration. They had the opportunity to do something. And you know why? Because people on the right are afraid. They are pacified by people in big tech. And I understand it. It's this big Leviathan, but it's only going to get more powerful if we allow it to be. And Alex, I know you've always been more libertarian, but let me ask you this here. Do we honestly believe that it's a free company? They can do whatever they want at this point when they're benefiting directly from the government and working with government agencies to censor people? No, it's not. It's not an independent platform.
Because they're interfacing with government and rigging a market. That's anti-libertarian.
Exactly. Exactly. Now that is government. That is an arm of government. And they are determining over 90% of the information that travels. So when you have these conservative libertarians, right, who say, well, you know what? Go and create your own YouTube. Well, really? How do you do it when they're not liable for the crap that's put on their channel, that's put on their platform, but they're still allowed to censor? No one else has afforded that, right? It's like saying, go and create your own Verizon wireless. Well, hold on a second. This is why we also understand the concept, right, of non-excludable, non-rivalrous when people talk about roads, right? We understand there's a legitimate role of government. When the government protects these entities and is directly working with these entities to determine policy beyond the scope of the law, right? We have laws. Here's the thing, Alex. How will investigative journalism ever exist again, right? The only way that works is if we have an understanding. We live in a society with laws where it's a single party consent state. I can expose corruption because I don't need their consent to film this or to record this. But then YouTube says, you know what? We don't care. They said they didn't really like the recording that went up and they remove it. How could you ever expose corruption when those people are in direct communication with the folks at big tech? And then how could you ever find conservatives to back you exposing corruption? We saw this with James O'Keefe and his board.
That's exactly where I was going. Read my mind, James O'Keefe, read my mind. We're simpatico. That's what folks have to get. When you pay for your own servers, your own infrastructure, your own thing like you're doing, it costs 10, 20 times more than if you're on those big platforms. They leave you alone. People want us to build our own thing, build the new culture. You're doing it. I'm doing it. A few other people are doing it. And that's why the support is so critical. But let's talk about James O'Keefe, superstar of liberty. We'd be in so much more tyranny right now if it wasn't for his leadership, his incredible work, his tirelessness, them trying to put him in prison, the FBI raids, all of it. And then the Pfizer thing was so big. I said that day, I said, they're going to shut him down or kill him in the next 2 weeks. And what did they do? Now, he's back again, but it'll take funding to do it again. But that is an example of there aren't many of us. And what do you make of the O'Keefe situation?
Well, here's also a problem. That's the problem with nonprofits. You and I both know that as free enterprisers on the right, there is undue influence from nonprofits on the right. We know this. A lot of these big conservative companies that exist out there, they also have a nonprofit wing and funds exchange hands. And that's because they don't really believe in the product. That's because they say, if we get donations, then we can create content and then maybe we generate enough profit where we kind of kick it back. So here's the thing. We need to get away from nonprofits and we need to be entirely funded by viewers like you. That's what Mug Club is. That's why we've reduced the price. You can't find a pay service for $89 a year, along with, by the way, this hand-etched, hand-painted mug. It's very expensive to send out, but our goal is to create more value so that there's critical mass, so there are enough people out there. We can't be beholden to donors. We can't be beholden to investors, whether that's an oil baron or whether it's someone who's made money in hedge funds. There's nothing wrong with making money, but you cannot be beholden to one or two people, and certainly not nonprofit donors, because guess what? If their incentives, right, if their motives are not determined by the profit, for some reason, meaning the audience, right? In our case, we're beholden to the audience. But if you have a donor who says, you know what, I want you to do this, and they dangle a check, that's how you end up. People are confused. James O'Keefe, isn't he Project Veritas? Yeah, he is, until you get a board. And then the board decide to have some relationships with people who are donors. And those donors decide that they don't like the way you're doing things.
And
even
beyond
they
that,
came to donate because of who you are.
And then they can buy you off, absolutely. And we also know the FBI is threatening to basically indict a bunch of people at Veritas for nothing if they didn't do that. So it's also the FBI holding them hostage. You know, we mentioned last year's hearings. There were a lot of comical moments. But to see them trying to get their sources, to see them acting like it was bad that the stories were big was ridiculous. But the worst was when this congresswoman, I think it's Garcia, was like, oh, you talk to other reporters. Is this a threesome, a menage a trois? They're like, well, really, it's more like an orgy. Here's the clip.
By a friend, Barry Weiss.
My friend, Barry Weiss.
So this friend works for Twitter, or what is her?
She's a journalist.
Sir, I didn't ask you a question. I'm now asking Mr. Schellenberger a question. Please,
yes, ma'am. Barry Weiss is a journalist.
I'm sorry, sir?
She's a journalist.
She's a journalist. So you work in concert with her?
Yeah.
Do you know when she first was contacted by Mr. Musk?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you're in this as a threesome?
There was many more people involved than that.
There was many more people involved with it. Are you being paid to be here today, either through consulting fees,
no,
campaign contribution
absolutely
to your next
not
run?
Gentle
absolutely ladies, time
is have an interview
ladies,
scheduled after
time
this hearing?
Expired.
Absolutely not.
Gentle
absolutely
ladies, time has expired.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say other than I recognize the gentleman from...
So what's happened is they've been censoring and spying and bullying and deplatforming and no banking for years, and now they're so used to it, they're just doing it out in the open. Where do you see all this going, Stephen Crowder?
Well, my first question is, when was Lady Lane allowed to leave the merry-go-round in the land of make-believe? That was the most bizarre makeup voice that I've heard. It almost seems like it's a Jim Henson character. Look, we know where this is going. It's already there. And I hope that people like Taibbi, who, by the way, is a classical liberal, I hope that these people who use these same methods in the past saying, well, these climate deniers, and that means anyone who doesn't believe in the policy of global climate change and the World Economic Forum, they're likely funded by big oil. That's the attack they always do. Are you being paid to be here? Well, hold on a second, Garcia. Are you there for free? Are you not getting a salary? You're being paid to be a grandstanding rube who suckles at the government teat. You don't have to provide anything. This is I have a relative who's going through having to get their passport because they're about to travel. It's 4 months late. Can you imagine delivering a product or your show 4 months late? The only people who live in this world are government employees who, by the way, increase their own personal net worth and their portfolio at an astronomical rate compared to the average citizen because insider trading laws don't necessarily apply to them. These people are being paid. So why would it be a problem if that man was being paid to help represent as a consultant? They don't apply the same standards to them. And this is the issue. It's a constant application of a double standard. We see it from the left, but what's most disconcerting is when you see it from the right. That's why when someone on the right says something that's, let's say, offensive or I don't agree with, if it's a joke, I'll say, I didn't find it funny, but I have to acknowledge that it's a joke. I hope that people who are coming over to the right, they need to get up that next rung of the ladder, Alex. It can't just be, oh, I like free speech. Great. What else are you going to do with it? What is the lens you use through which you view the world? And I have never shied away from the fact that I am a card-carrying, traditional conservative with probably libertarian leanings, but it's defined by my faith. It's defined by my values. This is my worry, is the people who are, whether it's Barry Weiss, whether it's Taibbi, they've done some good work, great. But have you fundamentally shifted your worldview for the next time?
We're out of time. What's the website for folks?
Sorry, I'm doing you right now. LouderWithCrowder.com/mugclub. We need it.
Boom, perfect.
When everything is a lie, which it is now, there's only one place to find the truth, and it's not in government stats or government reports or declarations. It's with God, and I know you speak about that often, and I believe, look, we need God more than ever, and I know that there are people listening perhaps that don't believe in God, but I'm a big believer in having faith, even though I'm rather pessimistic. I do know how the book ends. I know how the story ends, and we do prevail.
Exactly. There are no atheists in foxholes.
Where there's life, there's hope. So don't lose hope. Don't get discouraged. I know that there are people out there thinking, well, you know, what's left for me to do? One of the things, and again, this is not a shame or this is not a plug, but you know, we need to support your InfoWars store. We need to support yours. By the way, my wife loves Turmeric 95. Her joints have never been better. Okay, so folks, make sure you support InfoWars store. Okay, please do that.
Well, I can't say to our listeners how much the enemies of freedom hate this show. They hate your show. I mean, I will plug for you and for me. Folks, you want us to fight? We will do it. But it's like sending military out to war without ammunition and weapons. I mean, and I'm not bitching. Back in like 2016, we had plenty of money. Our subscription service, I said it's free now. I barely was plugging. You know, we had all this extra money, and now I wish back then I would have pushed harder, saved up money, because now with the deplatforming, the attacks, folks, you know, we need support. So do you. But what we really need is people to share the links and articles to our videos and your videos, your reports, Doug, because the public's ready. The ground's fertile right now. The minds are ready.
It's easy to outpace your supply lines. And I think that's where a lot of us are. We're in so deep that we can't look. We need that support. You need that support. So again, folks, please support Alex Jones. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I know there's things that he won't say he needs your support. We all need your support, but especially InfoWars.com, InfoWars store, please do that. There it is, turmeric toothpaste. I love that too. My wife does as well. Big fan of all of your products. Okay, folks, don't lose hope. Please don't do that. I know that things look bleak, but we know how the story ends. And I think, look at everything that happens, not with blinders, but with in the context of a larger agenda. Think bigger, look bigger, and look for the connections.
I use the analogy of that great movie that's based on positive true stories, Horse 10 from Navarone, where they blow up the dam, it doesn't fall right away, and they all panic. The explosive expert goes, watch, it's going to fall, it'll take about 20 minutes, just watch.
We've been through all this and nothing, nothing but...
You have to let nature take her course.
And look, I think we've already blown the enemy. We just have to get ready and then stand back.
Amen to that. Amen. And you're doing a great job. And again, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your program today. I really appreciate what you do.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
I think there's no doubt that NIH was funding gain-of-function research.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain-of-function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.